everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Media Decoded Podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, here to navigate you through, of course, the bustling world of social media to give you all the insider tips and strategies. And today, friend, we are zooming in on Instagram. You know I love Instagram. I'm going to tell you all about the pin post feature, because you might be like, Michelle, how can I really use this feature to get more visible in my business? So sit back, grab your pen, your paper. You already know that gems will be dropped in this episode. And so I'm going to guide you through how you can use this feature to amplify your message, to attract your target audience, and also to solidify your personal brand. And don't forget, my friend, for more personalized advice, make sure that you go on over to Instagram right now and hit that follow button at Michelle L. Thames and follow me over on the gram. Okay, so let's talk about Instagram's pin post feature. It is a game changer for anyone looking to enhance their profile in the engagement and visibility realm. Okay, so pin posts allow you to pin up to 3 posts or reels at the top of your profile, making them the first thing that visitors see when they come to your page. Why is this important? It's crucial because when someone first lands on your page, those are the 3 first posts that they're going to look at. And so having them be a strategic process, or what you post there being strategic, is very important. Okay. So let's talk about how you can use the pin post feature to your advantage on Instagram. Now, the first thing is increasing your post visibility, okay? Let me talk about how this feature in general is just a game changer. I think that when you pin these posts and people come to your profile and they're new, that is going to be great, right? Because they have no clue who you are or what you do, but with those posts, they should be able to tell a story. So by pinning your most engaging or important posts, you ensure that they get the attention that they deserve first, right? So say you have a Facebook group and you're like, I want people to join my Facebook group. You got content or a reel about your Facebook group, pin that. Maybe you have a podcast and you want people to visit your podcast, pin that. Maybe you have a story or how to work with you, a carousel, pin that. Whether it's an achievement, a service you offer, or just a post that really resonates with your audience, pinning it to your profile increases its lifespan and impact. Think of it as setting your digital storefront where you display your best goods up front. So in mine, I definitely have some pinned posts. I have one from, if you go to my Instagram right now, at Michelle L. Thames, we're going to see how this works in real time, okay? Go to my Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. And if you're not following me, what are you doing, right? Make sure you hit that follow button. So on my profile, I have 3 posts pinned to the top. The first post is a start here post. It tells my story, how I was fired from my job, how I freelance, landed a job at a major beauty brand as a digital marketing manager with no marketing degree. And then I started also as a natural hair blogger, discovered the world of online business. I got a chance to work with this brand, made, you know, a lot of connections, learned a lot of things. And then there's another slide about how I created my marketing agency with my husband and who I help and what I do. So this post is a post, it's like a start here post. It's an about me post. So if someone lands on my page and they know nothing about me, they can click on this post and say, oh, I've learned a little bit more about Michelle. Okay, I also have a pinned post from one of my events that went super viral. It has so many views. It's like crazy, millions of views. It was a really, really amazing event, and when that post went viral, so I had that pinned. And I also have another post pinned, again, telling my story. It says swipe for my story. It shares my story. It shares what I do. So again, anything, an achievement, a service, or just a post that resonates with your audience can be a great pin post on your Instagram page. So let's talk about highlighting key informations and promotions. You can use this for sales. Do you have a sale coming up? Are you hosting a webinar? Pin it. The feature is perfect for businesses and creators just like you who are looking to highlight promotions because this is crucial information. Think about it like this. It's like having a billboard at the top of your profile, and it ensures that your promotions are visible and accessible, driving up the engagement and conversion rates. Boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let's also talk about boosting audience engagement because I know engagement breeds more engagement. This is a two-way street. You have to give engagement to get engagement. And I always say this, right? And I believe that pinned posts are really great by pinning highly interactive content or reels that have already sparked really great conversations. You encourage new visitors to join in on that conversation. So for instance, I have a client who went completely viral. And when I say completely viral, our post now has over 2 million views. This post is a post from December 2023. And so I'm telling you this in real time, how this works. This post is still a pinned post on my client's profile. Now, my client has about 123,000 followers on Instagram. When we went viral, we only had 109,000. We gained 20,000 new Instagram subscribers from this one post. I'm going to be going into detail about this viral moment, so make sure you stay tuned if you want like a deep dive into a real viral moment of a brand that was able to maximize and benefit off going viral, that was prepared. I'm going to tell you that story because I was involved and it was actually really crazy. And I've been waiting to drop this interview. The episode. So make sure you stay tuned to Social Media Decoded. Make sure you press that subscribe button if you want to listen to the episode. But back to the pinned post. The one pinned post that we have, no, it's three, but this one post has over 2 million views. And when I'm saying engaging, people are still coming back to this post every single day. It has over 3,000 comments, and every day I'm about to go look at it right now. Right now, somebody just commented recently. It has 2.2 million views with 2,527 comments, and it's still getting commented on. So this is a highly interactive reel and has sparked a lot of conversations, and new people now want to join in. So this has increased the post visibility, but also helps to show like the community and everything. So that's something to think about. Okay. So next I want to talk about showcasing your brand's personality and story. Your pinned content tells your brand story. It is an opportunity to help you showcase your brand's personality, values, and what sets you apart. Like regularly updating your pinned posts can provide some major, major, you know, refresh. And when newcomers see that, again, it is a reason to help them stay engaged and interested. So think about swapping out your pinned post sometimes, okay? Now, you might be wondering, Michelle, how do I do a pinned post or a reel? So here's the quick and easy rundown, my friend. For posts and reels, I want you to navigate to the post or the reel that you want to pin. Tap those three dots in the corner for options and select pin to your profile. Voila. It's now one of the first things people see when they visit your profile. To pin comments, and I know this feature is so cool, pin three comments to one of your reels. That helps boost engagement too, because that person whose comment that you pin, now they're excited, right? So pinning comments from your community helps to spark more conversation and engagement. So for comments, you will just swipe left on the comment you want to highlight and press the pin icon. Pinning comments is perfect for showcasing positive feedback or important information right at the top of the post in the comments section. I absolutely love it. And there you have it, friend. The pinned post feature on Instagram is a potent tool in your social media arsenal. I have equipped you here today with all the skills and resources that you need so you can go ahead today and use the pinned feature. Okay, let me know. Send me a DM and let me know how you've used the pinned feature. If you're going to use the pinned feature, if you listen to this episode and you're like, Michelle, those are some good tips. I'm definitely going to use this to increase my visibility, to increase my engagement, and also to help share your brand story. So friend, what are you waiting for? Start pinning and watch your online presence transform. But friend, before we wrap up today's episode, make sure you go head on over to Instagram and follow me for more tips, behind the scenes looks. And if you want to dive into social media strategies, just DM me. Let's talk. Okay. If you're like, I need a strategy, Michelle. I want to help you with your visibility online, your complete digital presence, so you can attract more clients and customers. I got you. But thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of Social Media Decoded. Again, I am your host, Michelle Thames, and I can't wait to see how you leverage the Instagram pin post feature to help amplify your message. Until next time, my friend, keep innovating, keep pinning, and keep decoding the secrets of social media success. I will talk to y'all in the next one. Peace.